USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The mayor and police chief of Rochester, New York, said they're not going anywhere and vowed to make things better. The western New York City has seen protests for the last several nights in the wake of the death of 41-year-old Daniel Prude. Prude died in March after an interaction with police, but video and incident details did not come to light until recently. His death was ruled a homicide, and the seven officers involved with the death have since been suspended with pay. Mayor Lovely Warren says she's ready to make changes.
For everything that we have seen this year, it is clear to me that there is more work that needs to be done, and I am committed to doing that work.
But that's not good enough for protesters. They still want Warren and Police Chief LaRon Singletary to exit. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said he and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi have worked out an agreement to work on a so-called Clean Continuing Resolution, or CR, to avoid a shutdown of the federal government. The short-term spending bill is needed before the end of the month to achieve that goal. Mnuchin on Fox News Sunday said conversations are continuing.
We're having the appropriations staff, the Four Corners, meet and go through some specific details on it. But the good news is we've agreed on a clean CR.
The secretary hopes things move forward by the end of the week. He noted that he and Pelosi agreed on not wanting to see the federal government shuttered. Officials overall hope Americans remember to continue to take precautions against COVID-19 this holiday weekend.
Just try and do outdoor activities. If you're going to do it socially with other people, don't make it a large crowd.
That's the nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci. You are listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
The Hurricane Toll and Hurricane Laura's aftermath now stands at 25. Two additional deaths were reported in Louisiana. That state's health department said a 52-year-old man died of a heat-related illness while removing debris, and a 25-year-old man died from electrocution after coming into contact with a power line. The Category 4 storm hit the southwest Louisiana shore a week and a half ago. The storm also killed nearly two dozen people in Haiti and the Dominican Republic. More than 200 people were rescued so far by the National Guard in California by way of helicopter as the Creek Fire moved toward campgrounds in the Sierra National Forest. The Madera County Sheriff's Office said on Facebook that 20 people were transported to local hospitals. Meantime, the Fresno County Sheriff issued an evacuation warning for the entire Shaver Lake area in the forest. The Creek Fire consists of three wildfires. The blaze in the forest broke out Friday night and had burned 36,000 acres by Sunday morning. St. Louis Cardinal legend and Baseball Hall of Famer Lou Brock has died. Brock spent 16 seasons with the Cards out of a 19-year career in Major League Baseball that spanned from 1961 until 1979. He became known as one of the game's most complete players. The six-time All-Star held the stolen base record until 1991 when Ricky Henderson surpassed him. Brock died after battling numerous health issues. He was 81. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.